The world today observes the 70th anniversary of the Allied invasion of Europe that opened the second front against Nazi Germany during World War II. The largely seaborne assault known as D-Day took place on the beaches of Normandy in northwestern France on June 6, 1944. Keith Huxon is Senior Director of Research and History at the National World War II Museum in New Orleans, Louisiana. He told VOA's Victor Beatty the Second World War's European theater had more than one turning point. The first came when British Prime Minister Winston Churchill refused to back down and virtually fought alone against Germany under leader Adolf Hitler in 1940. The second, he says, came during the Battle of Stalingrad from 1942 to 1943.
But the truth was, none of the Allies could defeat Nazi Germany on their own. Hitlerite Germany was that strong, and what D-Day was about was the defeat of Hitler's regime. D-Day was the victory we had to win, absolutely had to, if Hitler was going to truly be defeated. Basically, think of it this way. What if D-Day had failed? What if Hitler managed to push the Allies back into the English Channel? We had done several amphibious invasions. And today we tend to think that success on D-Day was a given, an inevitability. That was not so. We had gone into North Africa. We had gone into Sicily. We had gone into Italy twice with amphibious invasions and almost gotten pushed back in the sea. If that had happened when we went into Normandy, several things, I think, would have resulted. First, let me just point out that it had taken us 2.5 years to be able to mount this operation. If it failed, we would have probably been looking at another 2 years before we could try it again. If that happened, the Soviet Union in those 2 years probably would have made a separate peace with Hitler's Germany. The United States and Great Britain would have seen political support erode. And as a result, a lot of people would have said it's too hard to defeat Hitler. The point here is that Hitler would have survived, and with the survival of his regime, we can say the Holocaust would have seen untold millions more killed, and I think that he would have rebuilt his military forces and attacked again. At some point, he would have made war on the Soviets, the Americans, the British. We would not have escaped that war. And so, the reason it's so important is that D-Day sealed the fate of Hitler's regime, and it's the reason the war in Europe was won 11 months later instead of many, many years later, or possibly not being won at all.
Well, the delay also could have allowed German scientists to advance the science of rocketry and possibly even construct an atomic bomb.
That's true as well. That's another unknown path of history that might have happened.
Well, this is now the 70th. Many of the veterans, the few that are left, are in their 90s. Will this be the final salute to them?
Unfortunately, I believe that this will be the last D-Day ceremony that we will have with living veterans present at the ceremonies who were there, who really know what it was about.
Are you hopeful that succeeding generations will remember D-Day?
I hope so. I believe that D-Day is a day that, similar to other events in American history that you might call up, such as the battle at Gettysburg or the shot fired around the world in the Revolutionary War, this is that generation's stand for freedom. And I think that what is very compelling to a lot of people about D-Day is that this operation was largely carried out by very young men and women.
Give us the breadth and scope of D-Day.
D-Day was the start of a major campaign. We were invading a continent, and D-Day was only day one on a drive across northwestern Europe. Because of the complexity involved with not just ships in terms of numbers, but numbers of troops, airplanes, over 11,000 planes were involved, paratroopers coming in first. Think of it this way. We sent in 156,000 troops by the end of the day, June the 6th. We had over 326,000 in Normandy within a week, and we had over 1 million troops in France by July the 1st. That's the real measure when you think about it. It's not just getting the beachhead. It is the logistical flow, this tremendous buildup that comes after it that allows us to eventually defeat Nazi Germany.
Huxon says the National World War II Museum, originally known as the D-Day Museum, is located in New Orleans because it was the hometown of boat builder Andrew Higgins. credited by Allied Supreme Commander and future U.S. President Dwight Eisenhower with winning the war with his flat-bottom landing craft known as the Higgins Boat for troops and equipment that made the D-Day invasion possible.